Thank you.
Thanks very much. That's a tune called Adelaide, like Carol said, and I named that after my hometown, which is Adelaide in South Australia. As you can tell, I got very fancy with the title of that one, called Adelaide. A lot of thought went into that. We had an interesting little turn of events the other day. We all flew into Newark Airport. Carl came from Los Angeles, and Luke came from Nashville, and Carol and I came from Austin, and we got there and our flights were delayed, and by the time we got there, Luke had been sitting there for 5.5 hours, and we eventually got there. That's only just the start of it, don't worry. So we finally got out of the airport about 9:30, and we got on the road, and we drove 3 hours up to Connecticut because we were playing a festival the following day, and we get to the hotel. It's about 1 a.m. by this stage, and we're unloading the van, and I thought Carl was playing a joke on me because my bouzouki wasn't there. I was like, oh really, come on, where is he? Put it behind a tree or something, he's hidden it. Anyway, long story short, we left the bouzouki at the airport. So at 1 a.m, Carl and I turned around and drove straight back down to Newark Airport. Drove there, picked up my bouzouki and drove back and got to the hotel at 7:30 in the morning. Put our heads down for an hour and went out to the festival. So it's very interesting. However, I will say one thing. Driving across George Washington Bridge at 5 a.m. in the morning was stunning. It was one of the best sights of my life. It was absolutely incredible. So it was kind of worth it for that. I wish I'd gone around about it a different way, like just flown into New York the night before and hung out. That would have been a little better.
And I kind of bet you didn't go back to Southwest Airlines and say, I'm here to get my bouzouki.
Yeah, I just said I left an instrument here. They said, what type? I said, a musical one. So, yeah, the word bouzouki in airports just don't go down too well, folks. We've learned that lesson.
But what did arrive was our CDs and our T-shirts. So we have some of those here tonight.
Good segue. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. In 10 years as a band, that's the best segue I've heard.
That is good. On tonight.
All right, don't let me interrupt. Please, continue.
I got nothing left. We do have some CDs and some T-shirts. And I will say that the last record we made, with the help of a lot of dedicated and wonderful fans, we were able to become, for the first time in our careers, independent artists. So I know there are a few of you out there, so thank you. Consequently, we still have a career and we're very happy about that, so thank you.
Yeah. We're going to go back to our previous record and play a song that we wrote when we were in Australia on the beach.
Drinking beer.
Nice.